Today's episode is the first of a two-part story titled Manzanar, the Early Days. Most El Camino Sierra travelers are familiar with Manzanar National Historic Site, located just 6 miles south of the town of Independence. The National Park Service has done an outstanding job here interpreting and retelling this painful chapter of American history when the American government interned tens of thousands of Japanese Americans and American citizens during World War II. Manzanar has not always had a history so full of turmoil and turpitude. Native Americans inhabited the Manzanar area for centuries prior to the arrival of white settlers. It is believed they enjoyed a peaceful and prosperous lifestyle here along the base of the mighty Sierra Nevada mountains. But, attracted by good soil and the abundance of water, the first white settlers to arrive in the Owens Valley quickly took possession of these Native American lands and began growing several varieties of crops and farm products. In 1909, the June 18th edition of the Inyo Independent newspaper published a story stating that George Chafee from Southern California had purchased several thousand acres of land around and to the south of Independence with the purpose of developing a large-scale agricultural community. The newspaper story explained how Chafee planned to irrigate thousands of acres of his land to grow farm crops and to build small hydroelectric projects on nearby creeks. Chafee would also build, said the paper, an electric-powered railroad to haul the agricultural products to Los Angeles. George Chafee was the brother of William Chafee. Together, they had recently developed the planned utopian Southern California communities of Ontario, Upland, and Etiwanda. Apparently, Chafee had intentions to build the same type of development here in the Owens Valley.